Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing three songs together. I want you to quickly find two stuffed animals in your house, one big one and one little one. You're going to need a big one and a little one when we sing animals so you can hold them up in the song. So quickly try to find that. And you also want to find something that you can make noise. You can clap your hands. You can find a bell. You can find something that shakes or rattles. And you're going to use that one when we sing Sabbath is a happy day. Then you can shake it and make some noise or clap your hands. And then we'll sing Don't Forget the Sabbath together. Okay, can you find those things? Two animals, big one and a little one, and something to shake and make noise. All right, let's have our song service. It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. When God first created animals, would they bite or scratch us?
No.
Question 2. After God created the first man, Adam, who or what did he make for him while Adam was sleeping?
A woman.
That's right, and her name was Eve. Question 3. The next day God made the Sabbath day. Is the Sabbath a happy day for us too?
Yeah.
Yes. Sabbath was also made a happy day for us. The tallest animal. Our Bible verse is Isaiah 65:25.
And hold on the side. And I'm a holy mountain.
When Jesus made the world, he made things in different colors and shapes and sizes. He made some animals short. He made some animals tall. Have you ever seen a tall person?
Yes.
Your mommy or daddy might seem very tall to you. You might have to bend your neck just to look up at their face. Jesus made one animal taller than all of the others. Do you know what that animal's called? Giraffes have very long legs. That's one reason they're so tall. Can you think of something else that makes a giraffe really tall?
Donuts.
Giraffes are very heavy. The giraffe weighs almost as much as the car on the road. The animals Jesus made tell us a lot about him. Jesus cares about giraffes. He knew they would need to reach high to nibble on twigs and leaves. That's why he gave them long necks. Jesus wanted the giraffes to be safe, so he gave spots to make it easy to hide. Jesus knew the giraffes would live in hot places. He knew their tongues would be outside a lot while they ate. So he put something in their tongues so they wouldn't get sunburned. That's why their tongues are purple. Jesus takes care of you just like he cares for the giraffe. He gives you everything you need. He loves you so much more than he even loves the giraffe.
And even his angels love me.
And do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Me too. It's memory verse time. Our verse this week is Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now let's learn it in a scripture song. Glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for taking care of the giraffes, and thank you for taking care and loving me. Please help me to remember you on the seventh day Sabbath. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.